Episode 2714, Do Right by Your Body.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to eat? Okay, maybe we're not going to eat right now, but we are going to talk a little bit about food, and there's going to be a recipe at the end of our episode, so you want to stay tuned all the way to the end. It's going to be fun. You can also reference at createyournow.com. But you know what? First, we have to do right by your body. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, I don't know if you can tell, but I am so excited about this episode. Maybe it's because I love what we're going to talk about. It's food, and who doesn't love food? Summer outdoor fun can lead to overeating and underhydrating. Let the sun be your nutritional guide. Do right by your body. You know, how you care for your body comes from your daily choices and your daily decisions. What you say yes matters, and how you go about eating, what you ingest, then what you digest, feeds your cells. And oh, how would it be so nice to have a body that performs and provides exactly as you see fit. But unfortunately, your cells don't work that way. They see what you do with a different set of eyes. In fact, that mitochondria, you know, the powerhouses of the cells, they have a lot of control over your energy because it takes your food and turns it to fuel for the cell. Remember ATP back in biology? Oh yeah. Good memories, maybe not so much. Okay, we'll skip that, leave that for another episode. But we have to remember that how we treat our inside shows up on the outside. How are you treating your body? Are you one who wants to put on that bikini? Okay, well, it doesn't have to be a bikini, just a swimsuit or short shorts. Or are you kind of like, no, mine are getting longer. I don't know what it is. When we get older, the pants start getting longer. But you know what? I'm trying to go reverse. Okay, I'm not going to go bikini style because I've had 5 children and that too is for another episode. But let's be serious. If we're treating our insides wonderfully, don't you think it's going to show up on our outsides? Of course it is. So if you want to enjoy every season, if you want to enjoy the summer, you got to do right by your body, which means do the right thing when no one is looking. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Do the right thing when no one is looking. Because what really matters is that you are living your health for yourself. Think about that for a moment. Live your health for yourself. Your health cannot be about your spouse, can't be about your children or your job. It truly has to be for you. Now, I know sometimes you're like, yeah, but Christiane, I got to be encouraged some way. You know, I've got kids or grandbabies. I've got to have something to like keep me going on the train. I get that. But ultimately, until you decide that this is for you, you're going to be on the roller coaster instead of the train. And today, I want you to flip that switch. I want you to get off the roller coaster and I want you to get on the train. Otherwise, you're going to derail more times than you can count, and that will lead to further frustration and deeper discouragement. So let's go over 3 things on how you can do the right thing when no one is looking. Number one, commit to what will stick. Sometimes we get dragged into diets and eating plans that aren't doable long term. Or we think they're going to work for us and then we're like, oh my gosh, the third day's a killer. I'm just like, I can't do it anymore. This causes quick quits and underwhelming results. Stop looking at what everyone else is doing and commit to what will stick. That's the key here. Stop looking side to side. Don't worry about what your neighbor's doing or your best friend is doing. Don't worry about anybody else's results except for how you feel in your own clothes. Who you see in the mirror, your reflection. How do you feel when you go to bed? Are you actually able to go to sleep, or are you so hyped up you don't know what to do? Right? So commit to what will stick. Number 2, eat what's in style. Oh yes, shop your farmer's market. My favorite, I love it. If you eat what is in season, you'll save money and your plate will naturally be more colorful. And of course, remember to shop the outer perimeter of your grocery store. A lot of us, we're going for that processed food, those quick snacks. I get it. You want to have that, but by golly, try not to have as much of that box food. I'm telling you right now, I'm living proof. I am going back to what I know is best. I kind of got a little lazy for a couple years. I did. I'm being honest. And I allowed myself. And also, understand, I was treating my body kind of as a petri dish. And so I went through all of that stuff, experimented here, worked on it there, and now we're back on a different track. Yep, I'm off the roller coaster and we're on the train. That's where I want you to be, right? So eat what's in style. And you know what's interesting? We recently bought a new freezer. And unfortunately, because we have a large family, okay, it's not unfortunately. I love our large family. But because it is large, I have more than one refrigerator. Yes, it's confession time. I'm sorry. I do. And that's okay. It is what it is. And maybe you have two or maybe you have three, but who's counting? That's for another episode. We've got a lot of episodes to write, don't we? Well, I told you we're going to have a lot of fun because I can't wait till what comes next. Oh, it's going to be exciting and so tasty. Anyway, we purchased this new freezer. Well, in doing so, I started organizing things a little bit differently and it led me to cleaning out my refrigerator. And can I just tell you, when you eat what's in style, when you eat what's in season, you open up your refrigerator door and it's like, oh, the angels are singing. It's gorgeous. It's so colorful. And if you leave any of your produce on your counter, oh my gosh, it adds pops of color that you can't get when you hang up a print on the wall. So I'm just telling you, it feeds not only your insides, but it feeds your spirit. It feeds your soul. And we've got to look at what and how we lead our life. The choices that we make create impact. So you got to create your now by living your health for yourself. So commit to what will stick, eat what's in style, and finally, number three, drink responsibly. Yes, you heard it here. Not first, but you heard it here. When you are outside in the heat, you got to understand that your cells need water. That's H2O, straight water. Or you're drowning them with the wrong liquids. Now, this could mean, yes, alcohol, but I'm not just referring to alcohol. You can drink a little bit too much tea, but some people would argue, well, Christiane, it's made with water. Yes, it is, but it's not straight water. We need hydration. We don't need anything else added to it. So I want to encourage you this summer and help your children with this. If you start training them, and they form this habit, it's going to be awesome. Now, my children, most of the time, they're very good about drinking their water. But every once in a while, they'll want to pop a soda. And I'm thinking, how long was it since you had a water bottle or water? But if we're outside and, you know, we're wherever on the beach, it's grabbing the water bottle. Well, all those are good reminders. So drink your drink of choice, then drink a water bottle. Drink your drink of choice, then a water bottle. That's going to keep your cells moving in the right direction. It also will help you to drink responsibly. And that's really what we need to do. Remember, it's for your health. You repeat what you don't repair. So you got to take care, right? It's up to you. So are you willing to? Are you willing to commit? Are you willing to eat what's in style? And are you willing to drink responsibly? Well, only you can answer that. But I told you we're going to have something fun. Do right by your body. And one way we can do right by our body is eating good food. And I got to tell you, I'm already on our fourth one this summer. Oh, yes, I am. It is watermelon. Who doesn't love a scrumptious, yummy, juicy red watermelon? I mean, you can taste it now, can you not? Oh, and I know maybe they're hard to cut. They're really not. Just sharpen your knife a little bit. Put a little bit of extra elbow grease in there called using your bicep, and oh, it's going to be awesome. But watermelon is so, so good for you. So I wanted to give you a recipe, and then I wanted to talk a little bit about watermelon. I thought if we're going to talk nutrition, we got to talk food too. So it's called the Water Refresh. You take 2 cups of cubed, or maybe you like triangled watermelon. However you cut your watermelon is fine, but you want to have it up in pieces. Bite-sized pieces is the key here. So 2 cups of cubed watermelon, 1/2 cup of shredded or sliced or torn mint. So I like to tear my mint. I'm kind of weird. I just like to get into my food. It's fun. Now, I do cut my watermelon, by the way, with a knife. So I don't get that crazy because, you know, it's kind of hard. It would be mushed up. But anyway, we'll leave that for another day. So a half a cup of shredded or sliced mint, drizzle some balsamic vinegar. You do not need a lot. A little goes a long way and it is scrumptious. And then, ooh, fresh, cracked pink Himalayan salt or sea salt. Oh, delicious. And you want to just do it to taste. And if you're not eating processed foods, you may actually want to put a little bit more because your body does need salt. So don't be fearful of that. The only time you need to be fearful of salt is if your main intake is coming from processed foods, then number one, you and I need to talk and you need to be shopping the perimeter because, yeah, you're getting way too much salt. The sodium is not good for you. But if you're eating really well, then put a couple twists in that. And I say fresh cracked. I know it's kind of weird. I mean your grinder. When you grind it out, I love it fresh like that. I don't like to buy it already ground up. But if that's what you do, that's fine. Whatever's easiest, don't make it difficult. And it's the water refresh of a lifetime. It is scrumptious. And I got to tell you, like I said before, there are plenty of watermelons this year. So why not do right by the body? Enjoy the taste of summer. Enjoy the watermelons. Now, let's talk about watermelon for a minute here, a little bit more, because I think you'll be really surprised how good watermelon is for you. And I think it'll put a little different twist on maybe how often you eat it. Oh yes, because watermelon is an anti-inflammatory fruit and it helps to alkalize pH and then it neutralizes acidic poisons while elevating joint health. Now, I'm getting older. I don't know about you, but my joints, they need help. They always need help. We're aging. That means our joints are aging. So if we can elevate our joint health, reduce our inflammation, I mean, come on, sign me up. That's what I want. So yeah, enjoy some watermelon. And think about the color, right? We're talking about the red color. It's the heart-healthy antioxidant lycopene. And you probably heard of lycopene coming from tomatoes. Yes, now tomatoes, they can be acidic. So really balance is key here when you're thinking about what you eat that's acidic and what you eat that is not. And they can go back and forth, but both are so good for you. Just make sure that the balance comes from how you combine your food with melon. I know you probably haven't heard of this, so stay tuned here. The number one rule is, we're talking about watermelon and melons in general, eat alone or leave it alone. You heard it here first. Because otherwise you might experience gas, bloating, and improperly digesting your meal. Who wants to throw away a good hamburger that you just had? So eat your good meal and then wait an hour to eat your watermelon, or eat your watermelon, wait an hour, and then eat your good meal. And when you add the mint, right, we were talking about the mint and the water refresh, oh, delicious. Oh, and by the way, I would encourage you, grow mint yourself. You don't have to plant it in the ground. Now, you can, and mint actually does a lot of positive things. It's a natural mosquito repellent, and it smells divine. However, it does spread. So be careful where you plant it because you might have a little over excess. We've lived in two homes of which had over excess growth of mint. And that's fine if you love it, but even I couldn't eat that much. So I did have to kind of pare it down and finally we got it under control. But you could grow mint in a pot. And so go to your local nursery and get a pot of mint and grow it. If you're one who loves it all the time and you think the water refresh is something, well, then you may want to get either a bigger pot or plant it in ground. But it keeps coming back and it's hard to kill. Yes, you can leave it out in the sun and you can scorch it. Make sure you water it. But I would encourage you to do that. It's so much fun because especially if you have kids, it allows them to go out, go pick your mint leaves and then come and make the salad. It's so, it brings the family together. Food and family, I mean, come on. It goes one in one and you're creating memories. And they're always going to remember those things. I remember being out in the garden and picking green beans and strawberries. Now they had planted, my grandparents had other things planted. My grandmother had a huge garden out back and we still own that family property. And I can remember where it was and then there was a swing set off the side and we would ride the horses, Tom and Jerry. It was so much fun. But yeah, it was work too because we had to pick the green beans and then we had to break them off. But the strawberries, oh my gosh, they were delicious. They were divine. You have those memories and you're building that with your children. So grow a mint plant. It's so much fun. It's so easy. Okay, put it out on your porch. Put it out in your backyard. It's easy. It doesn't matter where you live. You can have a mint plant. And there's nothing better than fresh mint. When you do that, okay, you add that fresh mint to your watermelon, you're increasing your antioxidant capacity and your GI tract gets to enjoy the refreshing and soothing effects, all the while helping your bile production and flow. Can I get an amen to all of that? We all need that. We all need to be stronger. Our insides need to look better. So our outside, well, you know what? Kind of feels better too. Because when you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you think that does to you? Automatically gives you an opinion on how you feel. Now, you may not be thinking of that literally, but subconsciously, 100% you are. So what food will you try that's new for your body? Are you willing to try the Water Refresh? And if you like mint, have mint tea in the evening. Oh, delicious. Just warm up some water and put some fresh mint in there. You can break it apart or you can dice it a little bit more, the stronger you make it. And it is just divine. And it's very, very soothing for your digestive tract. One that sometimes I think most of us need a lot of help with. I know I do. So lots of tips here. I just hope you enjoy really looking at fresh foods differently and seeing how you can eat for the inside so your outside benefits too. Go out, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.